And Martin, I guess the other kind of big context is this war on sugar, which is incredible. You know, we went from tobacco to alcohol, salt for a while, and then all those salt groups just seem to turn into anti-sugar groups. What do you make of this kind of new frontier and this sort of nanny statism? And what do you think it says just really about the kind of killjoyness of it? You can't even enjoy a cake without that being seen as some sort of aberrant behaviour.
No, it's enormously miserablest. And it creeps like a loathsome cancer. And the difficulty is, as we were saying before, you know, if someone comes around your door and say, right, we're going to buck, you know, we're going to stand up. You know, the thing is, you're not going to go up your Saturday to go out and wave a placard about curtains around booze or, you know, reformulation of cream crackers or something like that. You know, every assault is sufficiently small that, you know, you are just not going to get off your ass to do something about it. And what happens is there's an accumulation of grievances. And it's not just food. I mean, you know, I just saw the other day that teachers were complaining that Beauty and the Beast was sexist or fucking ageist or beastist or whatever the damn thing is. But, you know, there's something wrong with that. And, you know, likewise, it's all these little things, all these intrusions, all these absurd little kind of niggles build up until you vote Trump. Or you vote Marie Le Pen. But you know what I mean? And then, and, you know, all these wankers, excuse my French, sort of standing around going, but why did they vote Trump? Was it because of his protectionist argument? Was it because of this? But they didn't know what his arguments were. They didn't know what the politics. They just knew Trump wasn't all that crap. It wasn't less sugar. It wasn't Beauty and the Beast is feminist.